Hello guys, welcome to our brand new podcast series, The Daily Life Academy. I'm your host, Filippo, and this is your co-host, my brother,
Leonardo.
Roll intro music. So guys, as we said, welcome to our brand new podcast, The Daily Life Academy. And guys, this podcast is basically simply gonna be a daily show, well, weekly, but daily, if you know what I mean, of us just telling you random stories and our experience at this time of quarantine and what we're going through. Quarantine at this time has affected the entire world due to COVID-19 attacking our health system and making people sick, which is being bad. There's currently, how many cases in the UK?
I think it's probably like, around 80,000, I think. I'm not sure.
Like, totally?
I think somewhere around 80,000.
I love that even though I didn't write COVID online, it just gives it basically. There's 286,000 cases confirmed in the UK.
Never mind.
And 40,000 deaths as the thing goes. Worldwide, people affected by coronavirus are around 6.8 million and 397,000 deaths. We want to reach out and give our most condolences to all the people that have lost some loved ones at this time. It's very hard for everybody. We know we have been through, our family has been through the shock, we can call it, of people getting corona, as a few people in our family in Italy had it.
Family, but, friends as well.
Yeah, but thank God, I think we have on the road to recovery and everyone's gonna be okay.
Yeah.
So, thank God for that too. And yeah, for sure, our condolences are all with you. And we hope to stand by your side at this hard time. And just cheer you up with this podcast of a completely stupidity, random stuff that we talk about. But yeah, definitely people, corona has played a major role in these people's life, and with the excuse of quarantine and people having to self-isolate and cannot travel freely, we spend, let's call it, 98% of our life at home. And that hard on everybody. We cannot deny that. I have been home since the 23rd of February, more or less. Then when, because I went to Italy, so I had to come back and self-isolate. And
during midterm you went, yeah, and then you came back.
And then corona broke out in Italy. So yeah, people, definitely I've been through the whole process of self-isolation for 2 weeks and then going back to school for like 4 days, and then we got locked out.
Yeah.
Locked down. So yeah, no, it's been harder than everybody. Definitely boring the first few weeks where you don't know what to invent.
So boring. Nothing to do. Just the whole day just sitting, looking at a screen or looking at homework is the most boring thing ever.
Definitely. School being shut down has played a role in students' life, affecting them with their learning and education. But definitely we have pulled through it, I think. Many people, I was talking to a lot of friends of ours in Italy, they have been struggling with keeping up with the school, but it's nearly come to an end, so people cheer up lately. But no, definitely in Italy, guys, school has been crazy.
Well, their school ends earlier.
Their school ends
the start of June.
Yeah, they're ending now, but like,
probably this week is the like last week. Something.
Like in the US, so no, people in Connecticut listening there, you know who you are. Definitely in Connecticut, in the US and Italy, definitely compared to here, from what we heard, they have done way more work. I think in the UK, definitely, they're kind of lazy. Us in the UK people are lazy. Our education, I think, is cut off by like half. There's half the workload.
I'd say half. Half, yeah.
And people struggle here, I think. People have been saying it's hard.
Yeah, people say, oh, this school is so hard. But, like, it is hard, but
For what it's here.
For the, like, amount of work and stuff here. But if people here would move to like another
country
for a week.
Guys, they should take like a three month Erasmus to Italy, and I swear you wanna jump. Jump on a plane and get back. That's so bad. Jump on a plane and back to Ireland, because guys, you get less work, believe me. So, exam time is coming up, and people are going through exams online. How not to cheat? How do teachers know? Like, is
they
there not...
They don't know, because even if there's, like, a timer, you can open, like, a new page. Except for if it's on a Zoom call. I'd say if it's on a Zoom call, like, that you have to...
But definitely people can stick notes up here. Like, for example, if you have your computer, you can stick it behind and cheat. How do, like, the teachers don't have a guarantee. I mean... I know, for example, in the UK, they decided for final exams to my year. That would be the last year of, like, legal school. Let's call it like that. They kind of cut it off. They cut off our exams and they're predicting grades based on what to do in school. Because they knew, probably, we were going to cheat if somebody wrote an exam. I personally hate cheating. I think it's so unhonest. And especially if you want to have a career, you need to be honest with yourself. Because you can't pretend that you are the know-it-all and go further in life by cheating. And then you realize you hit a breaking point and that's the failure and it's going to come crashing on you. So yeah, guys, definitely don't cheat. Don't have any weird ideas. I know it can be tempting sometimes, especially if you cannot be bothered to complete a test online, knowing that you can get a good grade by cheating. But yeah, cheating is never the answer.
Well, it depends. If it's like a proper... Like, full-on exam, don't cheat. If it's, like, a little quiz, why not?
You're so contradicted. We're supposed to engage in people here and teach them how to survive life, not to have... Guys, do not listen to my brother. You've been cheating?
I know. I only had one test, and I looked up the answer for one question.
He cheated. Guys, teachers, if you're listening to this... Cut my brother out of school. He's cheated.
No, I've been a good student.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
You wish. Anyway. So, school comes to an end and summer is coming. Thank God, I think quarantine is going to die now. But there's the expected of a new wave. With the excuse of quarantine kind of coming to an end, as it seems. Guys, may I ask you to please... respect government policies still. I know here in Northern Ireland, the cases lately have been going up.
Because people are just going out. And
guys, the rules were 6 people at a time, so stick to it.
2 meters apart, wearing a face mask.
Wear those face masks, people. There's lovely DIY recipes seen online that you can do your mask. Keep safe, guys. I know we have all had enough. I personally have had enough, and I'm the first one that would leave this house, and I have left it. But guys, be respectful of
government rules.
Yeah, I know here in where we live, there's a beach and a pier, and there was like 50 people, and
at the start of last week, and like the end,
and asked it was Coast Guard so and warm. Lifeguards and everybody had to get to kick them out. Guys, I know it's warm, I know it's tempting, I know it's sunny, but please stick to regulations. So numbers will go down, the curves will flatten, and we can get our life back to normal. Especially this week, I think there's been how many cases, I don't know, just because people have been just going out. If you go out this door right now, you will see people everywhere. And I mean, it's acceptable in a way, because like time has been long and everybody has just fed up. But we please encourage you to stay strong just for a little bit more. And please God, this will be finished soon and like absolutely get our life back to normal. But yeah, weekly death bulletins in the Northern Ireland has been high this week, I think. Let us see. Deaths. Yeah, we were around 500, 700 cases still. And guys...
Oh, it was up there. The like this black navy line. It went up past 100, damn.
No, that's the death register, but like all registered death.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, it's around 500 people this week, guys. So, like, please stay strong, stay at home, and keep safe. Just for a little bit more. It's just for a little bit more.
Because it's, like, in the warm weather during the summer, like, apparently the virus kind of... dies.
Yeah, in Italy, for example, the weather has changed and it's got warmer and it's been tested that the virus mutates. If you learn a little bit of biology, viruses do adapt to climate and stuff like this as they are living organism as we would do. So as it's warm, we would wear shorts. The virus has to adapt to survive the warm weather. However, it sometimes cannot. So viruses do tend to die out with the warm weather. So Please God that in the UK it'd be a nice summer with a lot of hot weather. So the
last year was a pretty good summer.
Yeah. So can we get another summer like that so that the virus can kind of die down? And guys, just be respectful still in the summer, even if we're out and having fun. Be respectful of social distancing and all the precautions asked by the government to be taken in order that we can completely eliminate this virus very quick and avoid a second wave, which is kind of expected to come soon. Because I want to go back to school in September, guys.
I just want to get out of this house.
Yeah, I need to get out of the house very quickly as well. And honest to God, it's been hard. But said that, I think we have been managed to keep our friendships alive and all of that through our lovely, amazing social media providers.
Yes.
Zoom has played a big role in life of many people. Zoom, for guys that you don't know, it's a platform that allows you to connect with up to 500 people on a call.
Video call.
And you can connect by phone number as well, given the numbers given by Zoom to connect to the meeting you create.
Phone number, Google account... Or you can create your own account.
Yeah.
But I think you have to pay. No.
No. It's a free app that you can connect to by registering. And you can create your meeting and connect up to 100 people by free of charge. And then upgrading for time limits. On the free of charge, you have a 45 time limit. Which is not too bad. I mean, it's a good call. Because
then you can restart it straight away. Yeah. Pretty much straight away.
And you can make it... There's all the tips and tricks guide on...
It sounds like we're sponsoring Zoom.
Life hacks on Zoom, guys. It's a big play. Rob... We have been on Zoom, I think, every day, more or less, trying to, between...
Pretty much,
talking
yeah.
to people and having stuff to do.
And, like, the and school meetings and all that stuff. And meetings, yeah.
Zoom has definitely played a big role, so we know all the tips and tricks and how to hack Zoom, for sure. But, yeah, guys, free platform. There's a lot of free platforms right now offering this. There's WebEx, there's... Google Meet has played a big role. I know in the US they use it a lot, less in the UK.
Yeah, here they use Zoom and pretty much that's it. Because, well, in our school they don't use it.
Yeah, in our school they don't do video calls.
But in our sister's school they do.
They use Zoom, yeah. Zoom has played a big role for that as well. Schools online have had another major kind of connecting type of activity. Yeah, let's call that.
Well,
they can be seen as kind of making friends.
You can, yeah, because you can see each other, but unless the teacher allows you, you can't really speak.
Yeah, true, but at least you can see each other's communicate. Yeah. If you have that good-looking girl in your class, that does not count for us. We're an old boys' school.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you have a lovely girl in your class, you can just stare her up. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Guys, do not take tips from us. We are horrible at this.
Well, take only the good tips, not the one about staring at people during Zoom calls, because that's kind of awkward.
Zoom dating. That's definitely a topic that we can discuss in our future podcast.
Yeah.
People, Zoom dating, I mean, Zoom dating as in like, not necessarily dating through Zoom, but like long distance dating at this time through social medias and connecting, how to connect with your loved one. And
well, it's not even long distance, it's just... Pretty much every relationship that right does now. Not live in the same household.
Yeah, it's been long distance.
Yeah.
Many people have been broken up as well.
Yeah, like celebrity.
Yeah, celebrity.
Like, well, not big celebrity couples, but if you look at like some young celebrities, like there's one that our sisters watch, and my sister was like, she was like really sad that this couple broke up and she went down for like a week or something about it.
It's been tough on everybody. I think relationships have been targeted by COVID.
Has it been hard for you?
Yes. I mean, this is... that's a topic for another day, guys. But yeah, definitely, I'm in a long-distance relationship. And although I love it, it's very good. And I absolutely...
You hate that it's long-distance.
I hate that it's long-distance. But I absolutely... enjoy being in a long distance relationship with this girl. She's pretty great. But anyway, change this up before this gets cringy. And definitely, as we said, social media. But guys, be careful on social media. Just be careful what you post. Be careful who you connect to.
Don't offend people. That's
Don't think because you're bored, you have the right to go and slabber about people. Slabber means basically just... For all the people that don't use Northern Ireland slang, slabber means you just go slag people. I mean, I'm repeating with slang. I mean, you're just cyberbully.
You talk crap about other people.
Yeah, that's not nice, guys. If you want to hide behind the screen and just insult people or make comments about what they look like, who they are, and what their life is, just, I mean, grow up, grow out of it, and if you have a problem with somebody, face it face to face whenever this is finished. Or call them. Don't post it online where everybody can see it. And remember, don't post stupid stuff online. Guys, whatever you post online stays online. Even this podcast. But yeah. We definitely are with you on the whole struggle of quarantine, and we share your feels, as probably the entire world too does. And we're close to you, and we hope we can entertain you kind of with this podcast. Hope it's kind of been, entertaining to listen to us.
Yeah, hopefully they don't get bored of us.
Yeah, we talk about random stuff, but I think random stuff right now is what people want. They need a change.
Something that's entertaining,
yeah, and definitely routines have been a thing right now. Everybody's doing the same thing. For example, I've been waking up, working out, and eating.
I've been
watching Netflix, and guys, best website suggested by my girlfriend, Soap Today. I mean, it's got every possible series that you want for free.
Yeah, even like from other countries and stuff.
Yeah, so go check it now. It's just soaptoday.to.
Yeah.
And view all your favorite Netflix series if you cannot afford Netflix, like our father.
No, we have Netflix, on your phone.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't have Netflix on my phone anymore, but definitely the main house TV has Netflix, and it's been a thing. We have watched, I think, everything on it.
Pretty much, yeah. We were watching Bondi Rescue.
That's not on Netflix, that's on Soap Today.
I thought we were talking about the Soap Today.
No, but Netflix. Series in general.
Outer Banks, that's on Netflix, we watched that.
Well, you watched it, I never finished it. And then, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of stuff. I think I've watched every medical season. I am kind of obsessed with medicine, guys, because I want to be going to medical school next year, hopefully, in a year and a half. Definitely I think I watched like Grey's Anatomy, like nearly all of them. I think I have like
you watched The Good Doctor and like
five seasons of Grey's Anatomy left to watch. I finished the 4 seasons of The Good Doctor.
Watched Scrubs.
I watched 9 seasons of Scrubs. Guys, this is
apparently the 9th season wasn't that good or something.
It's not. You have 8 seasons of their actual like Scrubs series, and then it's like Scrubs new series, which is like medical school, and they become teachers, and it's just so bad. Guys from Scrubs, if you doubt, you listen to this, but like, if we ever become famous enough and like famous people listen to this, and any actors or producers from Scrubs, just know, unfortunately, your 9th season wasn't too nice. But yeah, no, then best series on the world right now that I'm loving it, it's Madam Secretary, guys. Madam Secretary. It's based on the Secretary of State in the United States. It's kind of, you know,
you like that kind of stuff, like presidents and bodyguards and stuff
FBI
like that.
FBI and all that stuff.
But like you love two totally different things. You love medicine, like doctors and stuff, and then you like all the like presidential stuff and FBI and police and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm a contradicted person. But anyway, people, I have my hobbits. Don't judge them. But no, for sure. Seasons and all that stuff has played a major pastime on this quarantine life. And definitely, if any one of you have suggestions for
lovely stuff to watch,
we'll take them. Shout them out in the comments, and we'll gladly watch them if we haven't watched them already.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not much of a movie time, I think. It's more of a TV series.
Yeah, TV series. Like, I watched this pretty good series. It's about, like, basketball and stuff. It's called The Last Dance. It's all about, like, Michael Jordan and the Bulls team of the, like, 1990s and stuff. It's 10 episodes.
Since when you're into basketball, man?
No, I'm just into sports stuff.
Yeah, fair enough. Sports. Go out and play sports, guys. Keep healthy, keep a routine. And I think quarantine can be a time to achieve all the stuff you didn't want, you didn't have time to achieve because you were working, busy with school. So if you're at home bored, what a best thing to do? Get some abs done, get some press ups.
Maybe just like go outside, play with a ball or something.
Yeah, run, go for a run.
Go for a walk even.
Even, if you can't run, go for a walk. Calories get burnt, and eat healthy. Don't be sitting at home having
Just like chilling in front of your TV, just eating a packet of crisps.
Don't become that person that is gonna come out of quarantine looking about
10 pounds heavier.
Yeah, I know it's a struggle. We've been through it. The first week of quarantine, I think it was the most, like...
Yeah, it was the toughest. Definitely the toughest.
Eat, sleep, repeat. But right now, we've gotten into a routine of working out, and definitely it's been
Yeah, great. First week was tough because it's... You're at home, and you're just doing whatever. It feels like a holiday, so you're just eating and chilling, but then you have to fit in all the stuff as well. And you can't just... Because usually in the summer, people go outside, they play, like, some people have water fights. We usually go to our grandparents' house and go in the pool.
This is an Italy again, yeah, so.
Yeah, and I mean, we burn a good amount of calories there.
Swimming,
because every day
we swim,
go.
Like, hours. But even though, here, I've been working at the beach, not right now, because we kind of shut down, but, like, I used to work at the beach, and that was a great exercise as well, teaching kayaking.
Yeah, you lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
You lost a lot of weight.
For people that know me, like, they can agree.
He used to be short and chubby.
Now I'm kind of, like, I'm still short for my age.
You're
1 meter and 76.
Which is a decent height. You're, like, 5'8", what, 5'8"? For people that don't use meters and centimeters.
I don't know inches, bro.
You're like around 5'8".
I'm about 1-2.
But this is roughly 6 inches.
A hand length is like
roughly. Well, yours is your hands are a bit smaller than mine.
It's about 10 centimeters, right?
Yeah.
I think I got about 70.4. Yeah, no, guys, definitely exercise. It's great. It makes you feel great. Definitely keeps you up your morale.
Yeah. Because if you're just not doing anything, you kind of feel... After, if you're not doing anything and eating a load of rubbish and stuff, you come out of quarantine or even just any other time and you look at yourself and you're like, damn, I'm not happy with my body or whatever. Yeah.
And then it's summer. Guys, put this as your goal. It's summer. We need to work on our bikini bodies.
Or... Not if you're a male, not your bikini body.
But definitely, everyone wants a...
Your summer body.
Let's call it summer body. It's better. Everybody think wants a six-pack. And I don't have one currently, but working on it. Definitely, it's been a challenge. Because there's weeks that I'm just kind of wake up on a Monday morning. Like, this weekend, I was just like, ugh. But I think I got to push myself out of the... Ugh, and boredom and work.
Yeah, because like when you exercise, I used to have this because I used to exercise like last year. I used to exercise a lot more than what I do now. I remember at one point, I like in the second week or something, you feel like okay, right? Let me just take like I don't know like a couple of days break or rest, but then you never go back into it.
Yeah, guys. I mean, a day break, I think, is as much as you get. Because I know I broke out for a week, and I was just like, a week I just didn't do anything. And then the next week, it was the biggest challenge
to get back into it.
So definitely, it's a thing. While you're at home, don't lose your mind and go crazy stuff. I hurt my shoulder yesterday skateboarding.
Yeah, you were taking a picture, and then...
I launched off the skateboard, guys, and literally injured myself. So, if you don't want to visit a hospital at this time, which I don't think anyone does, especially...
I did. Yeah. I was playing football.
And he broke his foot.
I didn't break it. I kind of, like...
It was broke. They found a fracture. That means it's broke.
Yeah, but they said that it was a super small fracture.
Micro fracture, guys. My bone chipped.
So... They said it was kind of like a sprain, so they didn't put a cast or anything.
No, he just had a big freaking...
Like a tight sock, pretty much, around my...
Yeah, just...
Around my
And
ankle.
Then bandaged up around it. But yeah, definitely. The genius broke his foot, so he had to go to the hospital. And guys, hospitals are not fun at this time.
No, it was really not fun. Because I had to wear a mask, and I couldn't put any weight on my foot. And I had to hop around.
And yeah, there's no
hospital.
Wheelchairs and stuff because of self-isolation and hygiene.
As soon as someone sits down, they have to, like, wipe them all.
Yeah, so they're kind of... They're all suffering, and we're all suffering. So I'm going to keep the pain that I have on my shoulder. But yeah, learn from my army sticks and don't do crazy stuff that can get you injured. and definitely respect all the quarantine procedures that you've been asked to. Rules. Yeah. And yeah, for the rest, have fun, enjoy quarantine as much as you can. Make it productive. Make it a chance to do stuff you never had time to do. Because many times in our life, we're just busy working, working, working.
Oh.
Or school.
You know what I learned? I ordered a Rubik's Cube. And yesterday or 2 days ago, I spent like a good half an hour just learning how to solve it. And now I can solve it in like under 3 minutes.
Yeah. So guys, definitely take up a hobby. That's another way to pass quarantine. I think our podcast has been the hobby for me, starting it. Lovely. Our friends at Amazon have been pretty fast with the deliveries. We've been buying kind of...
Yeah, we've been buying a load of stuff from Amazon.
Between my mom and stuff and our siblings, we have bought a lot of stuff. I think our postman is just fed up of like knocking at our door. He just leaves like...
Every day he just like rings the doorbell, leaves the package and...
Says hello and be like, bye-bye. Anyway, yeah, so thank you to all the post people.
For the post.
If anyone that works in the post office is tuned in, thank you for your work. It's been very much appreciated. That was just...
Also because they can't really take a break.
Yeah, they can't stop. The work keeps going around, even quarantine. People are buying online a lot, guys.
A lot.
We're not sponsored, but we're gonna offer you something. I think, honey, if you're listening to this and you wanna sponsor us,
honey's a free browser.
This is a free browser upgrade that you can put on your network and works with the latest version of iOS, Safari, Windows, and Android. And basically, what it does, it searches between 30,000 different shops. And finds the best promo codes and applies them to your shopping. It has saved over $2 billion to people around the world.
Over the last, like, year.
18 months, yeah. So, guys, definitely, it's a free app browser upgrade, honey. Visit now and join honey.com. And it's free. And basically, yeah, it has over 155,000 Chrome Store reviews with 7 million members and counting. You shop like normal, basically. It just, you add it to your browser and 2 clicks, it's 100% free. And it just gives you the internet best deals and promo codes and saves instantly. It goes 1,000 on retailer when you're ordering pizza, buying clothes, or buying travels. And they make sure you're never overpaying again. So, guys, I mean, what do you want more than that? Just add Honey, it's free. And it's great, and it helps you.
And so just to remind, we're not getting sponsored.
But like, I mean, if you want it, every member, it's an average of £102
saved average, every, which is pretty good.
I mean, £102 would buy you like a good,
a
decent phone, second hand, or yeah, I mean,
second hand.
What can you buy with £100? It definitely pays you for flights. If you want to travel after this quarantine, having those money will definitely allow you to that. So yeah, guys, definitely. Check out Honey, our friends at Honey. And if you want to sponsor us again, you know, we're always welcome. As a startup, we love a little bit of money for this. But anyway, we're not doing it for the money. We're doing it for entertainment.
Yep.
And definitely, I think we're going to cut this podcast now for the first episode. We hope you enjoyed it. Give us the comments and things that you want us to talk about and our views on it. It's been random, but it's been great. I think we have had fun. I hope you've had fun.
Don't forget to tune in next week.
On Monday next week or Tuesday. I think we're gonna just post on Monday for now. For our new episode, and we're gonna talk about brand new topics. So guys, see you later.
Bye.
Roll out of music.